Hello everyone, I'm Callum, and you're tuning in to another Curious Creatures podcast, in which I'll fill you in with all sorts of fascinating facts about animals that you may not even know about. Today's podcast focuses on one of the ocean's fastest fishes, the barracuda, and I've fished up facts so unique that I bet you barracuda care more. So with that out of the way, let's roll out the facts. Barracudas are a species of large torpedo-shaped fish that are mainly found within the tropical waters of the Atlantic and Indo-Pacific Ocean. Barracudas are well known for their swift movements underwater, able to reach speeds of up to 36 miles per hour in a single burst of speed. While this isn't as impressive as, let's say, a cheetah, this does make them one of the fastest fish in the ocean, with first place going to a distant relative of the swordfish, the sailfish, who can reach 68 miles per hour when in hot pursuit of prey. And speaking of prey, why don't we talk about this heat-seeking haddock's grocery list? Being carnivorous, barracudas mainly target fish such as groupers, tunas and mullets. However, they don't eat clownfish despite what Finding Nemo told you. That doesn't mean that tempura or calamari is off the table though, as shrimps and octopi play a huge role in becoming a barracuda's breakfast. And did you know that barracuda are attracted to shiny things? Like most pickpockets, anything that glistens is enough for them to get a glimpse on, but it's nothing currency related. Instead, one of the fish that the barracuda hunts is silver in colour, and often gives off a sparkling shine that it quickly attracts the river rocket, almost ringing a dinner bell in some sense. And that's why objects like jewellery or watches that have been dropped overboard can get the attention of a barracuda, only for it to be all the more disappointed when it makes an unexpected discovery. And I bet you're all wondering, are barracuda dangerous to us humans? And the answer is, well, yes. Although attacks are extremely rare on people, and fatalities are even rarer. Despite the fact that barracudas have a set of scissor-like teeth and blazing speed, as previously mentioned, these turbo tuna are quite timid of humans, and would naturally avoid them at all costs. Now, the only time you'll see a barracuda attack a human is if they're stealing fish from spearfishers and happen to get into a fight, or if a scuba diver has something shiny by their side, and the barracuda gets attracted to it like the money-stealing mackerel they are. Well, that's all I've got for now, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't tune in next week, as I'll be back with some more fascinating facts, I swear it. So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.